Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Still here at Scarab Gaming Convention 2018, and with me right now I have Tracy.
Hi there.
And I have Micah.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
They're doing wonderful.
Good.
Having a great time at Scarab?
So far.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. So you guys just got through playing a board game. What board game was that?
Karuba.
Okay. And did you have fun playing it?
I did. It was really good.
It was a good time.
Okay. Well, go ahead and give me something good about Karuba.
Karuba was kind of a tile laying game, and every person is building their own road system to get their explorer to certain temples. And it was really enjoyable trying to make the maze or trying to navigate the path you had to build yourself to get there. And it was just an enjoyable, pleasant activity making the path.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to figure out if you wanted to use the tile or not use the tile. And if you were going to be the first one to get to your spot that you needed, or you just need that one more tile, is it going to come up?
Okay. Is there something bad that you can say about Karuba?
There was one minor in the fact that it was basically multiplayer solitaire. There was zero interaction.
Yeah.
And it made it kind of a race, which is not necessarily bad, but I think that it had the promise of something awesome. It's a really good start, and I think a much better game could be built off of it, but I'm not knocking what was there. It was enjoyable.
Okay.
Yeah, you just, you played against yourself, basically.
Okay. So what's something we could say that would fit into our other category here for Karuba?
As far as my opinion, I think the game would benefit greatly from more options. More something. I'm not sure what it is, but something that would just give players more choices that maybe lean towards interactivity in some fashion.
Okay.
I'd say it's a really fun activity, but not really a strategy game.
Okay. All right. Well, we've been talking about Karuba with Tracy and Micah. Thank you guys for coming by and
thank you.
And tell me about Karuba. So here I am. I'm at the table, and I've got Joe with me again, or still, rather. And you're here to talk with me about another game. What game are we going to be talking about this time?
Karuba.
Okay. Tell me something good about Karuba.
So Karuba, it's a really neat game in the spirit of like a Sesoro or a Labyrinth.
Okay.
Each person has four boards, but and you're placing some icons of like the adventurer in a temple, and you're building a path between them. So everybody in the game is told, pull this path and place it wherever you want.
Okay.
So you're building paths. You're trying to make all the adventurers end up at their matching temple. Everybody's trying to do that, but you can do that in your own way. So somebody says, take path, which might be a curve from left to right.
Okay.
Everybody places it in the way they think will work the best. As you play, you go up, you can either choose to place or discard and move the adventurer to a certain level. The first person to make it to all the temples for all the matching ends the game and they win. There's also extra points for things you can pick up on the way.
Oh, neat.
It's really neat. It's beautiful. Lots of good things to be said about. I really thought it was beautiful, and it's like Sora on TS, whatever you spell that thing.
Yeah.
just like that, I think pretty much anybody in the world could do this game. It's really simple. Everything's on the board, which meets my rules of a great game, is you don't have to go to a rule book for every single card you turn.
Okay.
So that's a good thing for me.
So tell me something bad about it.
Something bad is I don't own it yet. I just...
Fair
I'd
enough.
Be lying if I had a bad thing to say about it. I can't say anything. I mean, that was just a welly... It's like Sesora. It's... Okay, it's not an Euro game. I mean, for some people, that's a real criticism. For me, it's not. It's just a beautiful... abstract game.
Okay.
I love. There's nothing bad. Other, very thematically pretty. I mean, just, I don't even know what to say, but it was really pretty. The pathing was really easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
The parts play really nice, and it's not as restrict. You can play bad moves just to hurt yourself, but you don't hose other people. You're just trying to do better,
okay,
but one at a time. It's really nice and cooperative. Okay. Or not even cooperative, but you're not directly competing.
But you're not directly.
You're not knocking somebody
right,
else out.
Right, right.
So it's very nice to play with your family.
Gotcha. Well, cool.
And
well,
I would look for this to purchase.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you were able to sit down and tell me about your experience with Karuba.
As I bought game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, then I come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.